Good. Okay. The topic again, which was Dovi's request, and again, I appreciate it, is the recitation of a paragraph referred to as a V'chein Ten Pachtecha. Now, I think we're all familiar with it. V'chein Ten Pachtecha is somewhere between 3 and 5 paragraphs, depending on wording and nusach, and those aren't exactly the same. And we're going to see some of the earliest mentions of V'chein Ten Pachtecha. We're going to see 3 different customs when it comes to the recitation of V'chein Pachtecha besides the variant texts. And then I'm going to make a suggestion as to what each one of those customs is based on and their understanding of the role of that addition. Okay. We'll just take a look at the sources, but just to preface it, I'm going to actually skip ahead in the sources and take a look first at the earliest mention we have in a text of a V'chein Ten Pachtecha, which is Seder Rav Amram Gaon, which is the earliest, what we might call a Sidur that we have, although we have found fragments of Sidurim that are older than that from the in the Geniza. And Rav Amram Gaon, 9th century in Bavel. There is a lot of scholarly discussion about whether or not this is original to him or a later interpolation, but we're going to read it as just read it. And here he has the Seder of Rosh Hashanah. So it should look familiar. But when we get to our passage, I'm going to translate it because understanding what it means is critical to understanding the shiur. So in the middle of Gurot, Micha Mocha Avrachaman Zochei Tzurav Rachamim L'chayim, which is an addition that we make during this season. And that's going to be critical for what we do. It all looks familiar. V'omer, now the instructions are, atakadosh, and then the rest is from the regular Sidur. V'kodem she'achtom ha'melech ha'kadosh omer. So before you end ha'melech ha'kadosh, you say the following. L'dor v'ador himlichu la'el, himlichu la'el, l'kiyu l'vadom arom ha'kadosh. This is a nusach we don't have. U'v'chein. Uvachain means, and therefore, Tein Pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu al kol ma'asecha. So put your fear on all of your creatures. I'll go through it once. Ve'matcha al kol ma'ashibarata, your terror, as it were, on everything that you created. Ve'ra'ucha kol ma'asim, all creatures should fear you. Shtachavu lefanecha kol abrim, all things created should bow to you. Ve'yasu chula ma'guda achat, they should all become one bound, one group. To do your will with a full heart. Now, we're adding this in private tefillah in the middle of the bracha of Kiddusha, of Kadosh. Kemoshia, and it's also added in the repetition. Kemoshia danu Hashem Elokeinu, shashilton lefanecha. There's different wordings there. Oz biyadcha, right? So we know that the rule is in front of you and strength is in your hand. And by the way, in most of our nuschot, there's an additional line there. Uvachem, number 2, Tein kavod le'amecha, give honor to your nation. Tehila le'reacha, praise to those who fear you. Tikva tova le'doshecha, a good hope for those who seek you out. Ufitchon pela miyachalim lach, and sort of a retort, as it were, for those who long for you. Simcha le'artzach v'sason le'irach, happiness to your land, rejoicing to your city. L'smichat keren le'David avdach, and raising of a shoot of a horn, as it were, for David, your servant, referring to Mashiach. Rechat ner le'ven yishai mishichecha, and establishing a ner, a candle, as it were, for, these are all poetic, for ben yishai, your Mashiach, b'mheira avi amenu. We're not done. U'bechein, so 3 u'becheins. Sadikin Yeruvi Ismachu. Right? Now listen to these words, and you know, this is the same problem that we had last week. This is a text that we usually only encounter when we're saying it for the first time, Rosh Hashanah evening. We don't have a chance to actually think about it analytically, as it were. So listen to these words, see where they sound familiar from. V'chein Sadikim Yeruvi Ismachu. So the Tzadikim will see this. They'll see that you are ruler and everybody has accepted you and everybody has fear of you. They'll see this and rejoice. V'yisharim ya'alozu, keep that word in mind, and the straight ones will be happy. This is, to anybody who knows modern Hebrew, this is a very funny combination, yisharim ya'alozu. The chasidim berina yagilu, and the pious ones will sing happily. The olata tikpots piha, but the sinners will have to shut their mouths. And the wickedness will all go up like smoke. Because you will remove the sinning government. The assumption here is that it was written under Byzantium, it's referring to Rome or the Vatican, will from the world. And then he concludes, so you should rule quickly over all your creatures, which is summing this up. Which, if you think about it, sounds a little bit like we're saying Kedusha. Right? We're ending with Yimloch. And then, Kadosh Ata V'Nora Shemecha, you are holy, your name is revered. There's no other God besides you. Kakatuv, another pasuk. Now, the pasuk we just read, Imloch, is from Tehillim. This pasuk is from Yeshayahu. God is raised up through justice. The holy God is sanctified through righteousness. Now, this is the earliest place, again, the earliest text that we have outside of those fragments, where this text shows up. You'll notice here that this text is fairly close to the Nusach that we have. Again, there's a few additions before the second Uvechein. But this is fairly close to what we have. Now, the Rambam mentions this, and then we're going to 300 years later. The Rambam mentions this 200 years later or so in Hilchot Tefillah. And in Chot Tefillah, he says the following in source 5. Yesh Mekomot, you're wondering why we started with source 4. You'll see why. I'm going to go back to sources 1, 2, and 3 to explain how this goes, but 1, 2, and 3 had to be 1, 2, and 3 chronologically, and you'll see that. Yesh Mekomot Shenahagu Ba'aseret Yamim Elu. So during the 10 days, this is the last halacha in Perek Bet of Chot Tefillah. There are some places that have the custom during Aseret Yamei Tshuva. Some places. That's Uchtov L'Chaim Tovim that we have. So, by the way, Zechor Achamecho Chvosh is what we add in only during Musaf on Rosh Hashanah and on Musaf, and I think all four daytime tefillot of in the repetition on Yom Kippur. But he has it as a standard thing. Some places add this, which means according to the Rambam, there's some places that don't add B'Sefer Chayim and Zachreinu, etc. V'chein yesh mekomot shenagul osif ba'aseret yamim elu b'bracha shlishit. Notice what the Rambam says. There are places that have the custom that during these 10 days they add u'v'chein, u'v'chein, u'v'chein. Now, he assumes that you know it. He doesn't really assume you know it. He actually writes it out for you. Now, our custom is to add these only on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in all tefillot, all four tefillot of Rosh Hashanah, all four tefillot of second day Rosh Hashanah, all five tefillot of Yom Kippur, total of 13. Okay, tefillot. The Rambam says that that is the common custom. And he says there are some places that do it actually throughout Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Okay, in the Rambam's Seder Tefillot, which is source 6, he describes how to daven on Rosh Hashanah, and he says Nahagu here is Rosh Hashanah Nahagu Rov Ha'am Rosh Hashanah Vayam Kibbol Sif Bechol Tefillah V'Aseret Hayamim. So now it's gone from some places to saying most people add Zochrinu L'Chayim, right? And he has all the words written out in the second run Michamocha V'Rachaman. Right, in the 18th, he has Zochor Hamecha Hashem Eloheinu Kosh Kascha Uchtov L'Chaim Kol Bnei Britecha, which is another version of Uchtov L'Chaim, an expanded version. And in the last bracha, with Sefer Chaim Bracha V'Shalom and Zocher Nikatev Fanecha, again we have slightly different words, but that's the nusach, right? And he points out that in the Ilah you say Chotmenu L'Chaim instead of Zochrenu L'Chaim. Okay, now notice what he says in the last line. All of these additions, minhag mikomot, are all local customs. By the way, local customs means something critical, which is that if you move to a town and the custom in this town has always been not to say these, you don't say them. And that's a valid custom. There are some places where they do not add anything. Now, this is about the four additions that we all know are universal. But in the Rambam's time, there's still local customs, and some places don't add them. And then he says, Minhag pashut shemvarchin bracha shlishit benusach zeh, b'shnei yamim shel Rosh Hashanah b'chol tefillah. Notice, there are the common custom is to add this in everywhere on both days of Rosh Hashanah in every one of the tefillot. And why does he have to say every one of the tefillot? We'll see. By the way, you'll see I'm going very quickly through majority of the sources because it's the discussion about it that's really going to take our time. And then he says, v'chein nahagu miktzata'am levarech ota ba'oto anosach b'chol tefillot tefillot mechamish tefillot shel Yom HaKippurim. Notice what the Rambam says, unlike what he said up here in Hechot Tefillah, where he says, people add this on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he says, some places also add this in on Yom Kippur, which means that at least the Rambam's reflecting that the universal custom is to add this on Rosh Hashanah, in all four Tefillot, but on Rosh Hashanah only. And some people add it on Yom Kippur. This is where the Rambam's talking the practical thing. The halacha, but here he's saying this is the reality that in some places they do this. And then he has the nusach in front of us. You see the nusach. There's one thing in this. I want to repeat on the whole nusach. It's familiar. There's two things in here that I want to point out that are different than what we saw in Rav Amram Gon and different than our nusach, right? And from what we're able to find from the Geniza, both of these are original, shall we say. In the line that starts with the word piha, it's four lines up from where the green is. It says kitavir memshalat zadon min haaretz, which in Rav Amram Gon is the end. See at the top, at the end of that paragraph, his continues umalchuta aliza mehera ta'akor v'tishbor malchuta aliza. And again, those of you who are familiar with modern Hebrew could do a lot with that line, but I'm not going to touch it. But Machuta Aliza, and I point out here, is based on a Mechilta that describes the Romans as Machuta Aliza. The hedonistic, the silly, the overly gleeful, but in a way that's not positive. They're called Machuta Aliza, which, by the way, is itself an internal play on words. Because just above, the nusach that we all have is Yisharim Ya'alozu. And so the image here is that the people who are straight and who are ethical and are proper, when God's kingdom comes, they will rejoice, and the ones who are now a kingdom of rejoicers will be destroyed, rejoicing improperly. Good. The second thing I want to show you is also something that we don't have in our nusach. We did not see it in Rav Amram Gon. And that is v'timloch ata v'ashem lokenu meiral kol maaseecha, so far so good. Shalom yirecha v'artzev nishkan kodecha. Right? And then, instead of yimloch, which is what we have, watch what he does. V'neged zekenecha kavod. You probably haven't seen that in Nusach. You probably never said that. It's part of your Rosh Hashanah davening. Neged zekenecha kavod. Meaning there should be honor in the presence of your zakenim. Where'd that come from? Kakatu. And we have a pasuk that you might know the pasuk from Yeshayahu, but you haven't seen it before, except maybe in Kiddush Levana. The chafra levana uvosha chama, v'malach ha'adonai tzvaot b'har tzion v'shalayim, v'neged zakenav kavod, a pasuk from Yeshayahu. That the moon will be embarrassed, the sun will be embarrassed, all will be embarrassed. They're embarrassed because people are worshiping them. And when God's kingdom comes, they'll be embarrassed because Hashem is the king in Har Tzion Yerushalayim, v'neged zekenav kavod. And this is a critical theme within this whole tefillah, that when God's kingdom comes to earth, meaning when the world recognizes Hashem as the king over the earth and the creator, that the zekenim, the tzaddikim, the yisharim, the chassidim will all have reason to rejoice, while the malchut ha'aliza, et cetera, will be destroyed, will be embarrassed, etc. And then it says, V'ne'emar Adonai Imloch Le'olam Va'ed. V'ne'emar Ve'yigbar Adonai Tzvot B'mishpat Ve'alak Adonai Tash B'Yistaka. You got to wonder why those psukim are added in. What's that doing there? And again, we'll talk about it. Baruch Atah Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh. Okay? So I'd like to go back to the beginning now, the first sources. And I'm going to share with you an observation. That's not my own observation. I'm not sure who the first person to make this suggestion is, but let's start with this. What is the makeup of the tefillot on Rosh Hashanah? And so the answer is, of course, the best answer you can give to any question, which of course is, it depends. It depends whether you're talking about Arvit, Shachrit, and Mincha, or you're talking about Musaf. So this Mishnah is talking about Musaf. As Mishnah says, Seder Brachot is a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah towards the end. Omer Avot, right, that's Magen Abraham, Agvurot, V'chayim Etim, U'Kedushat Hashem. Kedushat Hashem is HaMelech HaKadosh. V'cholel Malchuyot Imahen, which means the whole description of God as king, which includes Aleinu L'Shabeach, Alkein Nekavelecha, and then Shenemar, right, Adonai Melech Olam Ved, V'Nemar, Drat Melech Bo, V'Nemar, Su'usharim Roshechmin, Su'pitche Olam Ved, Melech HaKavod, V'Yudei Avanecha, V'in Ketuv Leimor, Ko Amar Adonai Melech Yisrael, Tzuri Tzom, Melech Goyim Yisrael Go'alo, right? All that stuff should go in Kiddusha, which means you're going to say, Atakadosh, V'Shimcha Kadosh, V'Shimcha Yom Yalu Chazelah, Aleinu L'Shabeach, L'Adon HaKol, Alkein Nekavelech, right? And then Psukim, and how are you going to end? Melech al kol ha'aretz ha'melech ha'kadosh. Ve'eino tokea. There's no tkiya with that bracha. Then you say kedushat hayom. What's kedushat hayom? Kedushat hayom is atah b'chartanu and hasiyenu and melech al kol ha'aretz mekadesh Yisrael v'yom ha'zikaron, or perhaps just mekadesh yom ha'zikaron. Ve'tokea, zichronot ve'tokea, shofrot ve'tokea. So we all understand that there are three brachot at which there's tkiyot. And the three brachot at which there's tkiyot are Kiddushat Hayom, Shofar, and Zichronot. We also understand that there's going to certainly be a bracha like every time that you daven, which is called Kiddushah, HaMelech HaKadosh, or most of the year HaEl HaKadosh. And according to this first opinion, which we're going to meet him in a minute, you say Malchiyot in the bracha of Kiddushah. And then, V'omer Avodah, that's what say, Hoda'ah, that's Modi, Merchat Konim, that's Sim Shalom, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's opinion was, again, the first bracha of Shmon Esrei, regular with whatever additions you make. Second bracha, regular with whatever additions you make. Third bracha, Atakarot Shishimcha Kadosh, and then the whole Malchiyot. And you finish, Melech HaKol HaAretz, HaMelech HaKadosh. Not kia. Then atava chartanu, batiten lanu, ya'alev v'yavo, rasiyenu, baruchat Hashem, mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. Tkia. And then, ata zocher ma'ase olam, v'achay arad, Moshe Amar, lo, zachayti la'chesed nurayich, psukim, psukim, psukim. Right? Baruchat Hashem, zocher abrit, tkia. And then, ata nigleita b'yad, and then, ar Sinai, and then shofarot, right? Baruch Hashem, shomea kol tzurot amo Yisrael berachamim, tkiya, and then the rest. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Akiva's challenged him. It says, im eino tokeh l'malchiyot l'ma hu mazkir. Why are you mentioning malchiyot in the third bracha if you're not going to blow a shofar? Ella omer avod gvorot kudushat Hashem. You say, magen Avraham regular, b'chayim etim regular, mamelach hakadosh regular. Then cholam machiyot in kudushat hayom. By the way, that's what we do. Atav achartanu yalev yavo, and then all the malchiyot, all the nebracha, and you finish melech al kol haaretz v'kadosh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron and tokea, and you blow zichronot tokea shavot tokea, etc., etc. Okay, so two different approaches. Now you would think, based on the fact that everybody in the world does what Rabbi Akiva says here, that's Rabbi Akiva versus one other chacham, you would assume, slam dunk, halacha Rabbi Akiva. Not so quick. The Tosefta, parallel Tosefta here, tells us a story. Source 2. Makom shenahagu lomar kidivrei Rabbi Akiva, omer kidivrei Rabbi Akiva. In other words, and we find this a lot about Rosh Hashanah, including with the Tkiot. If the local custom is to do as Rabbi Akiva said, that you do. Or the other way, which means both minhagim are codified in halakha, at least at that point in time, as being valid, and either one is a valid minhag. Now it's a story. Shimon Gamliel omer kedushat hayom im hazichronot. He said kedushat hayom, which is mekadesh yisrael v'yom hazichron, with zichronot. Now, amar Shimon Gamliel, ma matzina b'chol makom omram revi'it. After all, when do you say kedushat hayom? You always say it as the fourth bracha. Afkan omra revi'it. Right? You say it as the fourth bracha. Rebbe omer ma matzina b'chol makom omra emtza'it. This is actually supporting that opinion. You always say kedushat hayom as the middle bracha. Friday night, what do you daven? You say avot, gvurot, kedusha, ha'el kadosh, and then what do you say? Kedushat hayom, which ends with mekadesh haShabbat. And then ritzei and modim and sim shalom or shalom rav. So that means the middle bracha is kedushat hayom. Rabbi says the middle bracha should be kedushat hayom. You say nine in musaf, so the number five should be, and that's zichronot, right? Now, uchshid kidshu et hashana ba'usha. So there was a particular time they were in Usha. Usha is south of Haifa. Usha was a place where the Sanhedrin had to move. During the Bar Kokhba time, they had to move several times to the north. They moved to Usha. And by Rosh Hashanah, Avar Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka of Amar Kedivrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. They had 2 days Rosh Hashanah, of course. So the first day, he got up, led davening, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Right? I remember Yavne. And in Yavne, where my father was the head of the Sanhedrin, Rabbi Gamliel, we didn't do it that way. So on the second day, a different chacham got up to lead. By the way, what's fascinating here is, in the same shul, on one day Rosh Hashanah, they did it one way, and on the second day, they did it the other way. Think about that. Think about what that would do today. So Shimon Gamliel simply confirms that Rabbi Akiva's position is the one that was practiced in Yavne. That is, of course, our practice. That is the halakha. But you see, in these days, it's still mixed. I want to draw your attention to one other thing, which we're all familiar with, and we actually learned this sugya together, and then we're going to start the discussion. Important to note, by the way, well, I'll make this note at the end of this piece. Almost at the end of the first parak of Brachot, V'yamar Rabachin Asav Mishmei Derav. The reason it says V'yamar is this is a kovetz of things that Rabba Barchina Sava quoted Rav as saying, so they put up them all together. Because this particular topic, it doesn't really fit here. It fits more in the fourth or fifth parak, but it's here. The rest of the year, that's what you say. Except for from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur inclusive. Palel HaMelech HaKadosh, and of course, during the whole days, HaMelech HaMishpat. Okay. Rabbi Lazar Amar, by the way, where does Rabbi Lazar live? Rabbi Lazar lives in Eretz Yisrael. Afilo Amar HaEl HaKadosh Yatsa. He says, no, HaEl HaKadosh is fit. Why? Shinemar, and he quotes a pasuk that should look familiar to us. God is raised up in justice by El HaKadosh Nitash Bitztaka, and the holy God is sanctified through righteousness. What season is that when God is judging? That's the season. And what is God called in the pasuk? HaEl HaKadosh. So El HaKadosh should be a perfectly appropriate thing to say. So now, in Babel, they say, "May have Allah, Amrav Yosef, Ha'el HaKadosh Melech Ha'Yitzdaka Mishpat," meaning, according to some Rishonim, what that means is, no, they were rejecting the whole HaMelech HaKadosh and saying, you only say HaEl HaKadosh. And Rabba, Amar HaMelech HaKadosh, Ha'Melech HaMishpat, V'Hilchataka Rabba. And the a later note in the Gemara says, we pass on like Rabba, and we all know that we say HaMelech HaKadosh. Parenthetically, the reason I mentioned about Rabbi Lazar and where he lived was that in all of the Sidurei Eretz Yisrael that we have access to, from this period, they did not say HaMelech HaKadosh. They said HaEl HaKadosh throughout the season. They did not change the bracha. Okay, just pointing that out. Now, let's see if we can figure out what's going on with our Uvechein Uvechein. We've seen one custom, which is to say this only on Rosh Hashanah, but in all the tefillot. We've seen another custom, which is to say it on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, and we've seen a custom to say it throughout the entire 10 days. Okay? Now, there has been some interest among the Rishonim as to where this comes from. The earliest that I have found of the Rishonim who actually discusses why it's there. And by the way, the text of Uvchein appears nowhere in the Gemara, nowhere in the Mishnah, but it seems to be quite old. It seems to, some people ascribe it to Rav, perhaps. All right, and I'll explain how that works. But in Provence, in the 13th to 14th century, among the great Provençal Chachamim, there was a man who lived in Lunel, town of Lunel, whose name was Rabbi Aaron HaKohen. He wrote a book called Orchot Chaim, which is a critical book of halacha of the Rishonim. And in it he says the following, Inyan Elu Gimel Uvachein Uvachein Uvachein. By the way, notice he says there's three Uvacheins. In our Nuschaot, there's anywhere between two and four. All right, I'll show. Shomrim Mikdushat Hashem Inyanam, watch what he says, Malchuyot Zichronot V'Shofarot. He says, you know what, why there's three Uvacheins? To correspond to the three themes of Rosh Hashanah. Interesting thought, but then based on that, when should we say Uvachein, Uvachein, Uvachein? We should say them on Musaf. Harishon Shuvachein Ten Pachtacha Kulo Inyan Mamlacha. Okay, the first one is easy. That is God rule. The rule of the truth is all of them are about God's rule. Right? And as you read through, the whole world will become God's elite, God's loyal servants. All right. Hasheni hu v'chein ten kavod hu lo'akesh m'fanav zichron l'tova. So when we say give honor to your people and rejoicing to your city, we're asking God to remember us. So zichronot. This is a little stretchy. V'ashlishi shu v'chein tzadikim unyan shofarot karisha kula ki'ashan tichle v'mashal v'zadom na'aretz. The evil will be destroyed. The shofar is a sound of freedom, the yovel. Okay. After you're going to say HaMelech HaKadosh, so right before HaMelech HaKadosh, you want to talk about God being king, HaMelech HaKadosh. And then you say HaTav HaKartanu. Okay. It's a very stretchy piece. It's very difficult. You see here, by the way, the tour in commenting on this raises a question which we already saw the Rambam sort of address, but not in practice. He said, I've never understood why people don't say Uvachein Pachtecha all 10 days. I don't understand it. But Tamati Me'olam Lama Eino Mim Uvachein Ten Pachtecha Kol Aseret Yimei Tshuva D'mayshna Zeh Atosefet Shebrechad Kedushat Hashem Shozin Vavod Gvurot. In other words, during Avot, we add Zochreinu. During Gvorot, we add Micha Mocha V'Rachamim. During Hoda'ah, we add Chotov V'Chaim. And during Shalom, we add Sefer Chaim. So why is that any different? In other words, his thinking is that this belongs to Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And he says, V'shamati sheish mekomot shenol agin lo'omro. Now the tour is 14th century. And he says, I've heard that there are places where they actually do it. Guess what? Here's one. Now, I got this from a shelf. I didn't have to look far. This is the Nusach from the Baladi. You know, in the Yemenite community, there's two very distinct groups. One is known as the Baladi, one is the Derdi. Right? But, I'm going to address that. In their Nusach, first of all, you see how many Uvachains are there here? There are three Uvachains. There are three Uvachains, but you'll see why, even though you would expect four. This is the Nusach Abaladi, the more traditional Yemenites, from the Tichlal, and it is said during the entire 10 days. Just like the tour said, why doesn't anybody do it? Like Mama said, some people, here you go. Now notice what they have. They have Uvachein Yitkadash Shimcha Hashem Elokeinu Al Yisrael Amecha. By the way, Ashkenaz says that in Chazarat Hashatz, and not in the same order. But Nusach Sfard says this also as part of the Uvacheins in Chazarat Hashatz. I'm not sure if they say it in the Lachash. But notice, and by the way, in the other nuschaot, in the Ashkenaz nusach of Chazon Hashatz, it expands, etc., etc. And now, uvechein ten pachtach Hashem Elokeinu al kol ma'asecha, v'rachal kol ma'shvarata, chamasim, etc., etc. Okay, oz biyadcha, notice it's the expanded version. Uvechein ten kavod li'amecha, tila li'recha, tikva li'roshach, v'rupel l'meichem lach, zimchar li'artzach, sason li'rach, zimchut keren l'david avdach. Listen to that word, smichut keren l'david avdach. And then watch. Ve'az tzadikim. Not uvechein tzadikim. This doesn't work as a song so well. I tried it all morning. Uvechein tzadikim. It doesn't work. Ve'az tzadikim. Ve'az tzadikim yiru v'yismachu v'yishor mi'olos v'chazim v'yina yagilu v'olati gotzpia v'chashak v'olai k'anshan tichlek v'mishal zom n'arz u'malchut ha'aliza. There we go. E'rat ha'kor v'tishpor. And now look what he says. And he quotes the pasuk from Yeshayahu, and then Hashem Nocham Ved, and then Vayigbar Hashem Tzvaot Bamishpat. Okay. I just want to point out that here we now have solid evidence of a community that till today says Uvechein throughout the entire Seder Yemei Tshuva. The common custom is to say it on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, although the Rambam noted in the Sidur that the prevalent custom was to say it only on Rosh Hashanah, and some places also said Yom Kippur. What's cooking here? What is going on? I want to point out one last thing, which is in this Nusach here that we have of the Baladi, which we saw in the Rambam, you notice that at the end, they quote three Psukim. And the two Psukim are from Yeshayahu, one Pasuk is from the Torah, Shem Nochalam Ved. And remember that in our other Nusach, we also quote from Tehillim, Imloch Adonai Lelam, Lachzim L'Rador Haluyah. So here's the suggestion that has been the prevalent suggestion among scholars to understand what Uvechein, Uvechein, Uvechein is. And then I'm going to share a suggestion made by Liebreich and then put a little bit of a twist on it also. Let's start with the position that this is said during the entire 10 days. And the Torah's point is solid. The Torah's point is, why is this any different than the other editions? But I'm going to take it in a slightly different direction. Notice that in Bavel, and that's the custom we're following, the tradition was very strongly to say that you have to say HaMelech HaKadosh, and as pointed out, it's so severe that if you forget HaMelech HaKadosh, you have to go back and repeat it. If you said El Kadosh, you have not said Shemoneh Esrei, you probably have to go back and repeat it. Melech HaMishpat Mishpat is a little different because you still said the word Melech, so that's why we say you don't have to repeat it. Ideal Melech HaMishpat, but Melech HaKadosh. This is during the entire 10 days, and nobody distinguishes between Rosh Hashanah Kippur or Shabbat between or the Thursday of Slichot. It's all the same. You have to say, yeah, add those four additions. And you change it to Melech HaKadosh during that time. What I'd like to suggest is that Uvechein is an expansion of HaMelech HaKadosh. At least that's one way to look at it. Because think about it. HaMelech HaKadosh combines two themes. Ha'el HaKadosh is one theme. God is holy. HaMelech HaKadosh is two themes. It is that God is holy, but that God is king. Now, if you think about it, when you say just regular Atakadosh, or Filu, Lador Vador Nagid Yalvachal Netzach Tzachim Kuchacha, is all about we praise God, imitating the Malachim. And in the Kedusha that we say, in the public Kedusha that we say in the repetition, we expand that. It's all about Kedusha, it's all about singing to God who is Kadosh. There is no mention of Malchut there, except it creeps in at the end, because they say Kadosh, they say Baruch, we say Imloch. Okay. What happens on Rosh Hashanah? The theme of Kadosh gets doubled. It's not Ha'el HaKadosh, it's now HaMelech HaKadosh. And so therefore, we have to give that full treatment. What is HaMelech HaKadosh? It starts with Melech, which means we have to declare that God is king. And so we expand on that. And the way for God to be king is for God to demonstrate his presence to the world, put his fear on all the creatures, to raise up the ones who are loyal to him, etc. And that will lead to Imloch Adonai Olam Ohai Tzion, the Dor Vador, Hallelujah. and it will lead to everything that's suggested in Pesukim, and therefore it totally belongs to the entire season. If you're going to change Ha'el HaKadosh to Ha'melech HaKadosh on the Tuesday, the day after Tzom Gedalia, then you got to also say U'vachein, 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 because it's all part of the theme. That's the thinking behind saying it during the entire 10 days. The thinking behind saying it only on Rosh Hashanah, I think, is that Rosh Hashanah is as follows. And this is not my idea. This is suggested, I believe, over 100 years ago. And it's a suggestion to bat and forth, but I think it has a lot to recommend it. You see that in the Mishnah, there's a dispute about where Malchuyot goes. Dispute. Does Malchuyot go with Kiddushat Hashem or Kiddushat Hayom? Now, Rabbi Akiva's attack on Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, which is, if you're going to say Malchuyot in Kiddushat Hashem, but not below the shofar, why are you saying Malchuyot at all? The shofar is supposed to go with it. But I think Rabbi Yochanan Nuri is making another point here. He doesn't get to, his response is not recorded, but I think he's got a very good point, which is, this is a season in which we are being mamlich et ha'el hakadosh. And therefore, the entire theme of Malchuyot really belongs with Kedushat Hashem, the sanctity of God's name, HaMelech HaKadosh. Rabbi Akiva's position is Malchuyot belongs to the day, and therefore it's included with the mention of the day. Atah v'chartanu, vatitem lanu, yalev yavo, Malchuyot. But you understand that they are disagreeing. It's a liturgical disagreement. They're not disagreeing about whether God should be king or whether God's holy. No, no question. They're disputing liturgically. How do we reflect that best? Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says we reflect it best by demonstrating and praising God, who is the holy king, and expand on the whole notion of malchut during the mention of Kiddushah. And therefore, the Chatima, I think, would be, as I said before, Melech al kol ha'aretz ha-melech ha-kadosh. Beautiful thing. Rabbi Akiva, in the meantime, says, but it has to go with the Tekiah. And we all agree that Tekiah can't be with ha-melech ha-kadosh. And so, therefore, he puts Malchuyot where he puts it. And he says, after all, it's the day of Rosh Hashanah, it's the day of coronation, and therefore, the day is the time that's fit to mention Malchuyot. Okay. And I think what Uvachin, Uvachin, Uvachin is a nod to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. It's saying that even though Malchuyot is only going to be in Kedushat Hayom, Kedushat Hashem should not be bereft of it. And we're going to take a page from Yochanan Nuri. So then, Yavo Ashoel V'Yishal. Now somebody could ask and challenge it. Good. So you should only do it in Musaf. In other words, on Musaf you say Uvachin, Uvachin. Why do we say v'chein v'chein? Because we don't make any distinctions between Musaf and Shacharit and Mincha in the first three brachot. So if the Nusach of Ha'el HaKadosh or Melech HaKadosh on Rosh Hashanah is v'chein v'chein v'chein, it is for the whole thing. And because after all, this is a day in which we are declaring that God is the Holy King. God is going to reign over the world in his sanctity. And that's what we're declaring. And that's why Uvachin Uvachin. And that, by the way, would be why it would only belong to Rosh Hashanah and not to Yom HaKippurim, which is what the Rambam says is the absolute universal position to say it on all tefillot of Rosh Hashanah, and some say it also on Yom HaKippurim. Our common custom, of course, fairly universal, is, except for the Yemenites, and I'm still looking to see if anybody else, is to say it on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And I believe it's because, in general, we take the framework of the liturgy of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and they make them similar to create kind of a continuum of a theme. But really, if you think about it, when you say the words Uvachein Tein Pa'achtecha, etc., they don't really belong to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is not about God being king. God is already king. Yom Kippur is not about God putting the fear of heaven, literally, into every one of his creatures, but rather to forgive it. Bring us close. But be that as it may. But I want to show you another thing that becomes a beautiful connection in this series of Uvachein. And to do that, I'm going to go back to the Nusach that we have here. I'm going to use Rav Amram's Nusach because it's closest. I want to show you that the entire Uvechein Uvechein is really written in a chiastic form, building up and then building down in symmetrical reverse. It starts with Uvechein Tein Pachtecha, right? And by the way, actually, I'm going to go to the Nusach of the Baladi, and you'll see why. Uvechein Yitkadash, we'll stick with that. Uvechein Yitkadash, God's name should be sanctified. Please look at the end of the bracha. What do we say? HaMelech HaKadosh. Okay, what's the second theme here? Uvechein Tein Pachtecha Al Kol Ma'asecha. Put your fear on all those who you created. And they will all come and worship you as one. What's the second to last theme? You will rule over all, and the moon will be embarrassed, and the sun will be embarrassed, etc. Now, what happens in the middle? Uvechein Tein Kavod Le'amecha, right? And honor to your people, etc. And tzadikim yiru v'yismachu, and the wicked will be destroyed. And so you have a chiasmus of beginning and ending with sanctity of God, moving into God ruling over the world. In the middle, justice is done, and sitting exactly in the middle is honor for his people. Okay? Now, let's think about where this comes from. Tein pachtecha al kol ma'asecha. Yurucha kol ha'asim yishtachavu lefanecha kol ha'bruim. Right? It's a reflection of Hashiva shofteinu k'v'rishona. Yotzeinu k'v'atchila. Return our justice as of old. And now move. U'v'chein tein kavod li'amecha, tila li'reacha, is an expansion of Allah tzadikim v'Allah chassidim. Look at the words here. All right, and then it moves to smichat keren. Sorry, simcha le'artzecha v'sason le'irecha. That's Yerushalayim ircha. And usmichut keren le'David avdecha. That's et semach David. And by the way, important thing to note is et semach David was originally not said in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they had 18 brachot, which includes v'mal shinim, but there was no et semach. It was part of Yerushalayim. That's about in Bavel, it was separate. The whole of Achain is all Bavli. It's all Babylonian. And then we move from there to V'az Tzadikim Yiru Yismachu, which means we're going back to Alat Tzadikim. V'sharim Yalozu, V'chasidim Birina Yagilu. And by the way, what comes before Alat Tzadikim in our Shmoneh Esrei? V'la Malshinim, the destruction of the wicked. V'olata Tikpots Pia, V'chol Arisha Kula Keshan Tichle. Kitafir Memshelet Zadon Min Haaretz. So in other words, what we have in here is taking those brachot that are at the end of the bakashot of the weekday tefillah and reweaving them into a beautiful chiasmus which describes the image of God ruling over the world, of us crowning God as king over the world, and of the entire world justice happening, which means the just, the loyal, the downtrodden, are raised up, and the wicked, the oppressors, etc., are destroyed. And that's essentially the theme of that part of the tefillah, which focuses on Yerushalayim and then culminates with Etzemach David, Mashiach, Malchut, because Malchut Beit David is Malchut Hashem. And that all comes together here in this beautiful tefillah Uvevechein. You can now understand the sentiment of saying this during the week. It's not just that it belongs to HaMelech HaKadosh for the whole week. It's a reweaving. It's an expansion. It's a poetic broadening of the themes of Shemona Esrei already at the beginning. So hopefully over the course of the last 45 minutes or so, we've had a chance to look at this addition to our tefillah to see that there were three different customs that were regnant. Today there are two customs, either to say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, or also to say it during the whole 10 days. I made suggestions about where each one of those customs may have come from. We looked at the structure of this tefillah, and or this addition to the tefillah, and saw that it's both chiastic and also reflective of the tefillot, of the brachot that we say in our regular Shmoneh Esrei, praying for justice to happen in the world when God is revealed as king of the world and the whole world accepts that.